How you doing here?
From Kinston. And Clay used to work at Kinston High, but Reggie graduated from high school with me.
When was that? 1972.
Welcome, everyone. This is your friendly neighborhood sound man, Juan Isler, and we're here with Rec Time members, and we have some special guests with us today. And so we are going to talk to them. But first, I want to introduce, we'll let our normal hosts come in and say hello, because that's the voices y'all are used to hearing.
Hello, everyone. I'm Natasha Jackson. I'm the Executive Director of Reclaiming Our Time Productions.
Thank you, sir.
I'm J. Marjorie Henderson. I'm the Artistic Director of Reclaiming Our Time Productions.
I'm J. Michelle Fowler, Marketing Director of Reclaiming Our Time Productions.
I'm Mark Robinson, Finance Director of Reclaiming Our Time Productions.
And as I said before, I'm Juan Isler, Technical Director for Reclaiming Our Time Productions. And right now we are at Knightdale High School in Knightdale, North Carolina. And we are talking to the cast members of The Color Purple.
Yes.
That'll be...
Yes.
The Color Purple will be premiering here at this school. What's the date, y'all?
14th through the 16th of November.
2024.
Thanks.
Don't show up next year.
Right.
Right. Please don't show up in 2025 looking for them, because they won't be.
Because you won't find us.
Exactly.
November 14th through the 16th.
Okay. Thank you. And in case people at home or people listening, if it sounds a little, if you hear a little bit of static, it's because we're remote. We're not in our normal locations, but we're gonna go ahead and deal with it, and we're gonna go ahead and do what we do. So I would like each cast member to introduce themselves and tell what character they are playing.
My name is Christina. I play Darlene.
Okay, thank you.
My name is Nevaeh. I play Doris.
My name is Faith. I play Celie.
My name is Lucas. I play Harpa.
My name is Kendall. I play Squeak.
My name is Dynasty Keneal. I play Shug.
My name is Josh. I play Mister.
My name is German. I play Grady.
My name is Khalees. I play Daddy.
My name is Kat.
All right, so that is not all of the cast, but that is a lot of large part of the cast. They were here with us today, and we did some exercises. We taught them some things. They taught us a lot of things. And so we are just going to have conversations with them. Who would like to ask the first question from Rec Time?
I have a question. So how did you all feel when you first found out that you were going to be doing the Color Purple?
I was very excited and anxious at the same time.
Yes.
Mm. Anxious about? What were you anxious about?
I guess, this is a very big musical, so it's very different from the past ones that we've done. And so I think it was very nerve-wracking at first.
Yeah.
But I'm very excited, though. Yeah.
Is this anyone's first show, like, ever? Yes?
This is my first show, yes.
How does that make you feel?
I mean, at first... He just told me, Mr. Ains just told me, I'm going to be ensemble. I'm not going to be doing nothing really alone, right? I'm going to be with other people, singing with other people, just moving some stuff. And then he said I'd be doing Grady, because just of the way that I carry myself and the way I like speak to people, how I'm just moving as a character, he told me that like I'd be good for the part. So I just said, all right, and then got his grip and just started doing that, yeah. I mean, that was sort of anxious. I was, like, sort of anxious about it because it's my first time doing it, and I didn't really know how I was going to move through it, right, since, like, I've never done it before, but, like, I was reassured that I was going to be fine. I was going to do fine.
So at this moment that you're at right now, how do you feel about the show so far?
I'm excited, but I'm also like scared for some aspects because it's moving a little slower than I thought. But I know by opening night that we're going to be fine. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So this will be your first time in front of a big audience, mm-hmm. right?
Right. Any audience, right?
Ever. Wow, that's a great feat to just go out there first time and say, hey, I'm going to do the color purple, right? Because the color purple has significance.
It's pretty big.
It's a huge show.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think you mentioned earlier how big this story has in the culture of black people, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. And so how many of you have seen, how many of you have read the book by Alice Walker? One, two. How many have seen the movie from 1985? How many saw the movie from 2022?
23.
Yeah.
I
had
that. It was 2023.
It was last Christmas.
2023.
How many have ever seen the actual Broadway play on a stage elsewhere? Done somewhere. Yeah. So we all know how great and important that story is. Mm-hmm. What do we think that one of the biggest messages in the story of The Color Purple is?
You know, I want to say that I feel like the most important message is, like, don't give up. Like, it's just perseverance. Because, mm-hmm. like, you know, Celie, like, her entire story, which we played with you, is just so beautiful how she came from, you know, feeling like, because she always been told her whole life she's nothing, she's ugly, she's not going to go anywhere. And then she just perseveres through all that, you know, trying to stay strong. Like, even though everything was, like, taken away from her, like, she was staying strong till the end. Mostly it's perseverance.
It's pretty much strength.
Faith, how does that make you feel, having to take on that character?
I was very nervous. Like I stated before, I think I was also comparing myself to the other people who have portrayed Celie. And after our whole gathering together, I think I pretty much need to be focused on myself. Mm-hmm. And knowing and feeling like what I did and what I'm going to do is enough. And so,
as I was talking with Josh earlier, we are all our own instrument, right? And we bring to this orchestra what's within our instrument, right? So no one could do the story of Celie. No one's going to be your Celie, right? This is yours. This is your Harpo. This is your Mister. So take confidence in that, right? And you may be introducing this story to people who've never read the book or seen the movie. You're going to be that first person that they see in this story, and they're going to be cheering for you.
And wouldn't it be great that if someone who's never seen it before ends up comparing the movies to what you do?
Is that a thing? What is that?
That's the whole thing.
Somebody say something deep.
Yeah. Oh. Somebody say something deep. This guy? Okay. Go ahead.
Yeah, so if that happens to you, so great lesson, whoever taught it to you.
I did want to say that Clay Rains is here as well. Please introduce yourself.
Oh, yes. Introduce yourself, sir, please.
Hey, everybody. I'm Clay Rains. I'm a theater teacher at Nightingale High School. And I'm glad to be working with such a talented group.
Thank you.
I appreciate Ragtime coming in and helping us out with it. So thank you very much.
He's the man himself.
Now, I want to ask you guys a question. This one is going to be deep. Okay? So.
I don't know. Okay.
For those who are listening to the podcast, there has been some question in theater about who should direct certain types of plays. The Color Purple is an all black cast, mainly an all cast of color, people of color. And Mr. Clay back here is lighter complexion.
He's not a person of color.
Yes, okay. Exactly. Yeah. I'm keeping it friendly. Radio friendly. What has the experience for you guys working with him on this particular production? How has it been? Yes.
Okay. I really like this question because it makes me think about my production in middle school. Mm-hmm. When we were doing Hairspray Junior, it made me, the theater teacher I was working with is also not a person of color. And at the time, I didn't realize how significant that was and how like that played into the production of the show. So not having any actual black people working with us on something like Hairspray was like, it made it difficult to actually realistically portray the mm-hmm. movie. Mm-hmm. And I feel like in high school, now that we're doing Color Purple, I really like the way that Mr. Raines is going about doing it. I prefer this method, I guess, mm-hmm. of directing. And especially when you're not a person of color, it's hard to tell a story or direct a story without actually understanding that experience. So I feel like what he's been doing so far is what I hoped I'd gotten in when I was doing Hairspray Jr.
Okay.
I feel like that based off of what we've done currently, this has definitely been handled, piggybacking off of what she said, this has definitely been handled amazingly. I feel like it is the method of how he's doing it is telling of how good this is going to be. Like, I can tell that this is going to be a very good quality show, even though the director isn't a person of color.
Yeah.
Cool.
I mean, basically, y'all said everything. I think Mr. Raines is doing a really good job at helping us portray the show as people of color, not being a person of color himself. I think that he's done an amazing job trying to not tell us how to be black, if that makes sense.
Good.
He's just going based off of just characterization rather than the actual experience that you may face or that we may face as people of color. So yes.
If you want to snap it.
I was waiting for it, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Wait,
go ahead. My big head was in the way. Go ahead.
I would say that one big thing I have to say is that there was a lot of experience that I had. It was not directly towards theater, but like dance, and I had, or like other productions where I did when I was younger, and they were a person of color, and we were, and they told us to, adding on to what Josh said, they told us to sing a certain way, to dance a certain way, and it kind of divided us because, you know, we weren't working as like a team. It was like the clique, and then there was someone else there, and you're doing your own thing. But now that I would say that him, by not being, you know, a person of color, I would say that, and understanding us, not seeing color, just understanding like the characters and the adversities they had to face, I would say that he also unifies us as one. I would say that a lot, because these people have been so kind. They're all so kind, and because, you know, because no matter what color you are, like, all of us together, you know, we're all one person, and we all understand each other. So, okay.
Yes.
I was just going to say that, once again, piggybacking off everyone, that Mr. Raines has done a phenomenal job at this, and he has also, it's also been great because he has allowed us to sort of have our own freedom with some of our stuff, some of our characterization and things. He asks us how we feel about this and that. And so it's really helped a lot.
Okay.
Yeah.
So now that we're at the Mr. Raines podcast. So Mr. Raines, hearing all of this from your students, how does it feel hearing that? Is this your goal for this show?
It has always been my goal. The reason I chose this particular show is because there were some voices I need heard, and this was the best way that I could think to do it. I needed to give the artist the right pain, and so that's why I chose this show. And my whole thing with this is I know that I don't know.
Yeah.
love you too, Mr. Rains.
We love you too, right, guys? Yeah.
So I have a question. So with him giving you the freedom, the liberty to do what you do in your creatives, how were you able to actually connect to the character? I mean, I know you've seen the movie itself, some of you read the books, but how were you able to connect with the characters in your creative moment?
The way I see it, my character Harpo is very similar to me as a person. I'm very happy, very good lucky, very joyous. And I get to use that as a stepping stool for my character. I get to use it to elevate my character moving forward throughout the play. And I see it very beneficial that he's able to let me do that. Be myself, sort of.
In a way, I thought I didn't connect with Mister at all. He's the kind of character that I resent. And when you're playing a character, you can't exactly resent them because then you won't be them. So today, I kind of just had to sit down and just think, why or where do me and Mr. connect? So that's been quite hard to do, but yeah, me and him, we are very, very strong-headed. We hold grudges, that kind of thing. Yeah. So I really enjoy being able to portray someone that I'm not, of course, but also be able to try and understand why I don't like them.
It's kind of like what Josh said, like sort of like polar opposites. Mr. Raines told me, like, you on that stage, you can be who, like, somebody entirely opposite to you. And I feel like Grady is pretty opposite to me. I'm not as confident as I should be. And like stepping into a room, I'm not fully aware of I can do this, you know. I'm not like boastful about what I can do, but like with Grady, I feel like that opened a lot of doors, you know, that I can step into this room and I can do the best that I can, and I can get onto that stage and I can play somebody entirely different to me. So like,
I guess with learning about Celie, I had to, and I'm still having to, try to separate myself from Celie. Meaning that whenever I'm on the stage, they're not coming to see Faith. They're coming to see Celie. And so really just learning how to leave Faith in the back seat, put her in the back seat, and try to learn to have more confidence with whatever I deliver.
Let me ask you a question. Since you guys have started, how long have you guys been rehearsing so far?
Since August.
Yeah, we've been rehearsing since like the second week.
August.
Has this brought you guys closer as a unit?
Absolutely.
Yes.
I didn't know.
I feel like theater itself, not even just doing the plays, but even being in his classes, we are one big family, I would say, for sure.
Okay. Yes.
First rehearsal, I was scared. The only person that I knew was Khalees. I won't even finish. Like,
it's the rage, too.
Okay, good answer.
And I was scared because I didn't know nobody here, and I didn't really step out of my comfort zone. And coming into this, I really, like, I want to say, went above and beyond what I thought I could do. And, like, going back to the Grady thing, I feel like I'm a lot more confident now, and I can play his character a lot more well. And even speaking now, I literally couldn't dream, like, that I'd be speaking to not even just y'all, just the room, but it's like...
Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay. Questions from anybody else?
Well, we haven't asked how was their experience with ragtime.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, oh my gosh.
You got to spend several hours.
You got to spend
in this building with reclaiming our time production.
What did you learn? Did you learn anything?
Just briefly, what did you learn? Don't tell us about ourselves, but what did you learn? Anybody?
We'll just end that part out.
Oh, no.
We got 16. It's gone.
I learned with my the church lady that I play, Jerry, I learned at least with, through them that separating yourself and the characters are the biggest thing, along with what Faye said. Because I'm sassy, but I'm not that sassy. So I have to like separate the two different things, and you guys helped me like see that really well. So,
yeah. I wanted to say that, you know, coming into this, I would say that this whole experience taught me that, like, I didn't know that, you know, these three individuals are actually, like, they should be, like, one person, you know. And not only that, but, you know, even though we are all do our own thing, I realized that we're still, like, one person that's, like, narrating the story.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to also say last thing, is that, also, I would say that I also got to learn more about my character, you know, by so that's
okay.
I kind of learned that I can, when I'm given a character, I can do whatever I want with it. Like, I don't have to do what's on paper, because there's not a lot for Nettie on paper. She's not given a lot of, like, stage directions for her lines. So I was told that I can really interpret the line and interpret her
I learned a lot about reaction time and reacting to how other characters talk to my character and how I'm portraying the feelings in that moment and using those feelings.
Okay. Anybody else?
I would say I learned how to interpret characters differently because we all have different perspectives of our character specifically. And today I learned that, like, my interpretation of my own character might not be the same as somebody else's, or it might not be what they're actually like. So I learned to take in the different perspectives of other people and put that into one character. And I also learned how to improvise better with our activities, because I'm, like, not the best at improvising. So doing our activities today really helped me with that, and it made me more comfortable to make things up on the spot.
You could have fooled me, PK.
Okay.
Yes,
sir. I would say that today I learned to make the character my own, not to make it somebody else's character or to act as somebody else's character, but to take the character that I'm learning about and really dive into how I'm going to portray it, how I'm going to move, how I'm going to speak as that character.
That's an amazing. Like, it gave me a lot. Today, I learned, like, I can step out and make this character my own and interpret it the way I want to. And so just be more creative with the way I say things, the way my body language on stage, and just overall when I'm showing the audience.
Okay. Now, y'all, that's Grady. Grady is the one that said he has never done a play mm-hmm. before, and he don't get up and talk in front of people and do a whole lot. He done answered most of the questions.
Every one of them.
So,
I'm here for
it. Yeah, I am too. That's what theater. That's theater. That's what theater does. Rec time. What did you guys learn today?
That I can't be a teacher.
That was joking.
I'm joking. I've never worked with an age group like this, and today has encouraged me. The thoughts. Is that recording? Oh, the thoughts that you guys have and the ideas you all brought today, I was nowhere near as intelligent and emotionally intelligent as y'all are at y'all age. So, kudos to you all, because I couldn't have done this at, what's the age range from, like, what, 14?
14 to, like,
17? 14. 18. You're 14?
Youngest. I'm 14 years old, yeah.
He's a freshman. I've been acting forever, but to be as emotionally connected to these characters
as you guys are.
But because this is a very adult show. Mm-hmm. Like, it's a very adult themed show. There's a lot that's going on, and when you come see it, November 14th through the 16th at Nightdale High School, you will see just how adult it is. So kudos to you all for stepping up and saying, hey, I can do this, I can take this on, and for giving us the chance to help mentor you in whatever way that we could. I know for me, I guess for the whole red team, I probably could, but we are honored to be here. Yeah. We're honored that Clay asked us to come and be a part of this, because I have a feeling this is going to be spectacular.
Thank you so much.
Any last words?
I'm the only one speaking for Richter.
Oh, sorry, Richter.
Mark. Just to piggyback what Josh said, it's been a very rewarding experience. This is the first time actually working with this age group. We used to work with people our age, experienced.
Don't tell our age.
I didn't tell you. Oh, okay. I got to keep bothering the rat, too. But the confidence, like he said, the emotions that you guys were able to portray, you know what I'm saying, for some that actually this is your first time on stage, would never know. But just the confidence that you guys portray, you know, I'm like, okay, this is a very rewarding experience for us that we were able to actually work with a group of young people that have this drive, this enthusiasm that's really connected. So I've learned a lot as far as connecting with my character, even as an actor, as far as how to go about. But I've learned a lot from you guys, even the experience, right?
The innocence.
And the innocence was great. It's like, it's a lot of takeaways from you.
I would say, coming into this, I was like, okay, these guys might be like, we don't want anything from you. We don't want to know anything from y'all.
From us?
But you guys were very open to learning stuff from us, and we definitely appreciate that. I know I do personally, because I can be a little forward sometimes. You gave me a look every day. See that right there, that eyebrow? Okay. So that's why I'm like, Faith, I know I can get on with her, because she's about as bad as I am. So we thank you, and as I think they said, I've learned something today. I've learned how to communicate better with other people that I brought down, and so I personally say thank you. But wait a minute, you know, I'm gonna put you on the spot. I ain't heard nothing from Shook and Squeak.
I'm just here enjoying the moment.
Right.
What she said. Okay.
Enjoy the experience.
Don't y'all listening. Don't let them fool you. They are. This cast, there are no quiet people in this cast. They claim to be quiet, but they are not. Just ask them about the human knot. They were noisy in the human knot. That was an experience and a half. So, all right. Well, okay, now I can say it. Rec time, any last words?
I just want to say that I have tremendously enjoyed this opportunity with you all. As professional actors, we don't get a lot of opportunities to play. Because most of the time we go into rehearsal and work. You know what I mean? But it's fun to be able to play, to do the different types of exercises, because it helps you to, you know, get back to the foundation. So I appreciate the opportunity to play with you all.
Thank you so
much. I appreciate the opportunity to share something that we are all very passionate about and that we love. Like, to be able to give y'all a piece of my passion, amazing. So thank you
so much. Thank you.
Just don't ask her to sing.
Can you sing for us?
No, no. What's the opposite of this?
Jazz dance.
No.
You definitely jazz dance.
Yes. I'm sorry. She got to get herself together. She's laughing probably at me, but okay.
No, it was just that whole thing.
Not today, sweetie.
Okay. So I just wanted to say that you know, for someone who, you know, had a lot of experiences doing, you know, because I've been in plays and choirs and stuff like that, I feel like this is the most cast that, like, they can barely know you, but they make you feel like you matter to this show. Mm. Like, it's just, and Mr. Reams, you know, I'm going to be honest, I have disappointed him in the past. But even though, out of all that, like, it's just amazing how they don't make you feel like, oh, we don't need you, or, oh, we're better. Like, and I love how, like, we check each other. Like, they're like, no, you gotta be there, or you be quiet, or during rehearsals. Like, and they could, you guys could, like, only talk, like, 3 times a day, but when it's, like, in that moment, in that theater moment, like, it's just like, no, you matter. Your role is just as big as my role. Your role is as big as this role, even though it's, you know, even though it's in sections, it's still, like, everybody's important. And you make everybody feel important. Like, every part matters still.
That's good. That is a great cast to work with. What's going on around me?
I got one last thing.
Yes.
So, this is a musical, right?
Yes.
And we've been with these beautiful people all this time, and I haven't heard anyone sing.
You don't want to hear that.
Right? What do you want me to sing? Or...
It's the music room.
I'm just saying, can we, what?
Nothing to give you but a prayer. God's gonna see you through. To part with you more than I can bear. But somebody's gonna love you.
Thank you guys so much. Like I said, I guess that's all our parting words.
Thank you so much.
Thank you guys.
Thank you.
So, girl, right. So, no. Okay, production's coming up, and I just want to do a really quick roundtable. Everyone, give me one word why people should come and see Nightingale High School's production of The Color Purple. One word. Start wherever you want to start.
I was just going to say, like, it's going to be powerful. Like, we're really trying to portray this, like, really right, and so it's going to be a powerful performance.
Okay. I like that.
We worked really hard on it.
Hard work.
She was talking the whole time.
She's like, I need it.
I think this is going to be, think of it as explosive.
Explosive. New, different.
Okay, just one.
It means.
Look this up. Efficacious. It means effective. Just enough.
Talk. You're good. Talk.
She said nothing the whole time, but here she comes with these big words.
It's going to be high quality. Like, we came in for on a Saturday to talk to people. We stay after school almost every day. It's going to be high quality.
Beautiful.
Okay.
Phenomenal.
Okay.
Soulful.
Exciting.
You thought I forgot.
I'm still with that word.
This.
What's your word?
F.
All right. Now, if all hearts and minds are clear,
you are not it.
Okay. I had to pretend like I was at church. They all understood that part. You know, they got real quiet. Okay. All right. Well, thank you guys so much for allowing us to be here at the school with you, and also for coming on the podcast with us. We can't wait to see the show. Keep talking. And also, everyone listening, we definitely want you to come see the show. We're going to say it again, just in case you don't feel like rewinding anything. November 14th through the 16th, here at Nightdale High School in Nightdale, North Carolina. Put it in your GPS. It'll find it if you can. And what time?
7 p.m.
So you be here and be here at 6. Doors open at what time?
House opens at 6:30,
so be here to get your ticket. And can they get tickets online?
They can get tickets online.
Where?
You can go to Nightdale's website. We're on Facebook. I think y'all have it on
Okay, so there are several places you can go to get your tickets if you want to get them early, and they can also get them at the door, correct?
Excuse
okay. All right, well, thank you guys so much for listening, and we will talk to you next time.
One more time before we go.
Thank you for listening to Artistry Avenue, the intersection of theater and social issues. Artistry Avenue is a Reclaiming Our Time production. To learn more about Reclaiming Our Time, visit www.reclaimingourtime.org. That's reclaimingourtime.org. If you would like to share your stories or give us feedback, you can email us at reclaimingourtimethepodcast@gmail.com or call us at 984-401-0616. We look forward to hearing from you.